This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
Here's what I get a lot. People will say, well, my FICO score is, 720. And, when I look at the credit bureau score, I'm like 705 or 710 or, there's some sort of difference. Sometimes it's vast. Sometimes it's not. It's a common question. The theme of this segment is what's the difference between a FICO score and a regular credit bureau score? FICO is the most popular score used by lenders, followed up by the individual bureau scores. The bureaus use something called a Vantage score. You may have heard that. The three bureaus developed Vantage back in 06 to make sure that scores were easily accessible to consumers. You didn't have a way years and years ago to get your score. You could just get your credit report, and now you can see that score easily. So you think about it like this. Your FICO and your credit score are basically the same thing. They're just slightly different models. Our credit scores are, in a way, a barometer of our ability to repay a loan in the eyes of a lender. I always say, and you're probably sick of hearing it, that credit's your adult report card. There was a report that came out from the Federal Reserve, which went to Congress. I remember reading this and scratching my head and thinking, this is a great definition of credit. The report said credit scores consistently predict relative loan performance within a population group or within population groups. It's true. That's what the score does. It allows someone to look at your credit and predict whether or not you're going to be a good pay or a slow pay. So the two different scores, Vantage and FICO. Vantage is different than FICO. The difference really amounts to the level of specificity in the scoring algorithms, right? It's all about the math. The scores are calculated the same, but the algorithms are just slightly different. So to give you background on FICO, FICO was developed by the Fair Isaac Corporation. And the credit bureau score is, obviously something created by Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion based on their own criteria and scoring models. The way that they look at it, the five factors are the same. The weighting is different. And the other thing, this is crazy too, it's possible to have 30 or more different FICO scores. Not to confuse you, but depending upon the information in your reports and what's going on to calculating them. FICO itself has several models, right? Three of them. They have, right now, FICO 8 and FICO 9. Those are the ones that are being used in most credit decisions. But there's a newer version of FICO. It's FICO version 10. And that focuses more on trend data, right? How things are trending in your finance and credit world. The common question is, well, hey, listen, my FICO 10, I know that, that's a better score than my FICO 8 or 9. And, unfortunately, you don't ever know which version a lender is going to use. And sometimes, maybe they'll let you know. You can say what version of FICO and they'll tell you. But for the most part, they won't. And obviously, you don't get to pick which version they use. And you probably know this as well. You can't, go to a car dealer and say, listen, I don't want you to use my TransUnion. I want you to use my Equifax or my Experian. You don't get to pick that. They do what they do. They pick what they pick. What I want to tell you here is that it's not worth getting wound around the axle about the difference in score. What you want to be, if you're worried about being wound around the axle about something, meaning if you want something to drive you crazy, make sure that you're paying attention to everything on your credit, paying all your bills on time, keeping your revolving credit as low as possible. There's nothing you can do to change the difference in scores. Even credit bureau to credit bureau, people always have a different score. Same credit, same history, same accounts, same everything. Scores are different because of the way that the credit bureaus use their individual scoring systems, the algorithms, the math. And it's math that far exceeds anything you or I could do. Bottom line is you will always see a difference. Don't let it drive you crazy.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702 702- 978-2000.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.